B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O-S.
It is time for Bring the Heat. I hope you hit the number last night at 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. When we get to them all, Bring the Heat at 1 o'clock. So let's see what we got today, Andrew.
There's probably no chance in hell since they're in our division, but they are tanking. What's the chances you think we could trade for Josh Norman? Do you think they would be interested in anything? Probably not.
The Skins?
I don't know. I guess good thought. But who knows who's available?
Yeah, I mean,
at this point, it's such a weird league anymore because it never was like this. And that's good that it's changed where all of a sudden, you know, guys become available. Now, the only thing is, like, the Diggs situation is he doesn't like the way he's not being used enough. Well, you know, like, that's a problem with the offense.
Yeah.
They're good. Like, that's a good team.
Yeah, and he's still having an issue.
But these other guys that are on bad teams, like, well, I want to go win.
Yeah, well, look at Ramsey.
And I can't blame them.
And Ramsey wants out, too, despite Minshew.
Well, yeah. I think he's unhappy. Now, I don't know this, but he strikes me as he needs to be on a bigger stage.
Yeah.
Like, he probably watches Sunday Night Football and all these big markets. Uh-huh. And he wants to be on the big stage.
He feels like he's in the D-League down there.
Right. I mean, you know, that's a fringe franchise.
Yeah.
Even when they were going to the AFC Championship game. I mean, that's a fringe franchise. Jacksonville.
Yeah, he wants a franchise with cachet. Like, you know, big market teams. I mean, that's
what he strikes me as.
Yeah,
I don't know for sure.
Instant replay for pass interference. I like it, but it's in the wrong part of the season. It should be only in the playoffs. That's it. Only the playoffs. Because, you know what? It sucks. I mean, if that happened to the Eagles, what happened to the Saints, we would have burned down the whole city, and then we would have found Roger Goodell, and we would have Hines and Corder and whatever, you know, put ketchup on them and eat them alive.
Yeah, I that's a good idea.
Look, those things have happened to Philly teams.
To do it in the playoffs is interesting. I think he's on to something there.
But a team could miss the playoffs based on the result of something like that.
I know.
But they also had a chance to win the game after that. And they didn't get it done.
I liked the executive challenge theory that we were talking about earlier, like where it's one executive challenge of anything. It's just one.
See if you can think of, put together a little list of the biggest blown calls that have affected Philadelphia sports. Like we might go back to that one against the Cowboys when that fumble on the kickoff. And everybody knew it was a fumble, and the Eagles came out with the ball, but they couldn't determine.
When it comes to officials, there's only one that comes to mind.
What, Leon Stickle?
Yes.
Yeah, the offside.
I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that. That's Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Freaking Islanders.
Who knows how that changed? They win that game.
Yeah. Then it wouldn't be 40-some years since they won a cup.
Really?
39.
With the Oakland A's losing in the wild card game last night, we have now seen the end of an era in professional sports. There will no longer be any NFL games played with a dirt baseball infield still on the field. And thank God for that.
Oh, because the Raiders are moving to Vegas.
Yeah, no more baseball football.
Yeah. Remember some of those fields? Where was the other one?
San Diego had one.
Yeah, San Diego.
Jack Murphy.
Padres. And you had this super.
The Braves and the Falcons played at Fulton County Stadium.
That's right. Forgot about that. The old Fulton County Stadium.
Trying to think.
Well, the 49ers.
The Twins.
Candlestick.
The Twins both played. The Twins and the Vikings played the Metrodome.
Yeah, the 49ers played on the dirt infield, too.
Yes,
Montana
they did.
Years. Yeah, and Steve Young. Yeah, I was kind of thought
stadium.
That was cool.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
You know, it was economical. One stadium for,
yeah,
you know,
multi-purpose
sports.
There you go. That's Bring the Heat, and it is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Fall is here, and that means that winter is not far behind. Can your heating system handle the cold that's coming? Well, visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Hit the Astros and the Houston Oilers played at the Astrodome.
What was that, the 10th wonder of the world? The 9th wonder of the world?
Yeah.
The old Houston Astrodome.
That's a bust out one.
Yeah. By the way, congrats to, it was Chris from Yardley, Andrew, scored our tub of peanut chews in the noon hour, Anthony. He scores a tub of Goldenberg's peanut chews, chewy, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. They are in partnership with the Philadelphia Eagles, so we'll give away another tub coming up tomorrow in the noon hour of Goldenberg's peanut chews. Tomorrow also, we're going to be on location, Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. Football Friday haunt will be there 10 to 2 tomorrow, so make sure you come out and join us.
By the way, Mikey Miss checking in. The Browns and the Indian, the Tribe,
great
at Municipal Stadium.
That is a great one. Yeah, I remember Detroit, too. Did Detroit,
no.
Were they always in the Silverdome? Or?
No, Tiger Stadium was always Tiger Stadium. They never played Tiger. At least I don't remember them playing Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, I don't recall that ever in Baltimore, because you had Camden Yards and the old Baltimore Stadium. I forget what it was called off the top of my head.
That was a Municipal Stadium, too.
I think it might have been, yeah.
Did any of us say the Vet?
Wow,
it was turf.
No infield, though, because it was, yeah.
It was
Three Rivers.
Yeah, but duh.
And Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean,
those stadiums were ugly, but they were ours. Served a purpose at the time. 610-632.
So one year, before Coors Field, I remember this because I covered the Rockies at Mile High.
Really?
Yep.
Colorado Rockies?
Before Coors Field opened, they played at Mile High Stadium.
Wow, I didn't know that.
For probably a year. I remember covering games there.
Wow. God, what year was that?
The 90s.
Coors came in like 96 or something like that?
Yeah, it was the 90s. I was at the opening of that stadium. I was at the opening of the Cleveland of the Jacobs Field.
Jacobs Field,
the Jake,
yeah. Yeah. Were you ever in the old Detroit Tiger Stadium?
Yeah, many times.
That looked cool, the balconies awesome. In the outfield.
I saw Randy Johnson strike out 19 Tigers.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never forget, it was a beautiful like Thursday afternoon in May.
It had to be Cecil Fielder was one of those strikeouts.
Awesome. Probably, yeah. I remember I was doing a story on the Mariners.
Wow. Interesting. That's one of those stadiums. I was like, the outfield seats, the way they were, like on top of the field.
It was cool. It was downtown. Now, you know, there's a push to bring everything back downtown in Detroit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.